This is the best of Chad Benson.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Kathy has a First Amendment right to make whatever provocative art she chooses. Whether or not you get or like her artistic expression, in America, Kathy has the right to publicly parody the president. In Russia, feminist artists Pussy Riot were imprisoned for 2 years by Trump's buddy Putin. In the U.S., the Supreme Court has ruled in a series of long-standing bedrock constitutional cases that political satire is protected, and the government cannot retaliate against citizens for it. That's an important legal right that is now under attack as journalists, networks, and artists fear retribution from Trump and his administration.
I think this whole Kathy Griffin thing now, after watching this thing today, I think it's now performance art. At this point in time, I believe it's performance art. And it's not good performance art. It's not like that guy who shoots himself and then throws himself out of a moving van, whatever that guy's name is. No, this is something wholly different. That was Lisa Bloom. She's the attorney for Kathy Griffin, who today became, well, she really became the martyr that I think she has to become to stay relevant after doing what she did this week. If you didn't follow along, you must have been living under a rock and had no internet access. But she did a photo shoot, of which one of the photos, she was holding up a likeness of President Trump, the head beheaded, very ISIS-esque, if you will, blood all over it, and his hair was a mess. And it was gruesome looking. It was distasteful. It was classless. But you know what? It's satire. You sit back there. She's talking about she's got a right to do that. Nobody's disputed your right to do that. Zero people. I've not heard one person say you have no right to do what you did. But this is what happened. The left is now feeling something that I don't think they thought they'd feel, which is they're getting some heat for going too far, and people are doing what they've been doing to the right, which is they're pulling away. They're stepping away, saying, get rid of this person or else. They're looking at people saying, what are you doing after she did this? And they're making their moves based on monetary situations. She can hold as many press conferences as she wants. People are frustrated. She's kryptonite. She's a pariah. Nobody wants to be around her. Oh, but it gets better.
During the campaign, Donald Trump said of a female reporter who had called him out on misogyny, quote, she had blood coming out of her eyes. She had blood coming out of her wherever. Kathy did not forget that disgusting remark, for which Trump has never apologized. Kathy teamed up recently with a photographer to mock Trump, our mocker in chief. What would it look like if his own insults were turned on him?
Okay, so you called him a person who's bleeding from wherever? No. You did something you thought you were going to get away with, Kathy. You came at something in a satirical way that you thought the left would applaud, and you thought, oh, I'll get some, you know, I'll make some noise, but nothing will happen. It hit you in the pocketbook. People are pissed at you, but now what you're trying to do is you're turning yourself into a victim. First of all, no crime was committed. It was victimless across the board. You did something that was classless, that was distasteful, but I will stand by your right to do it. I didn't find it to be any kind of statement that was, oh, wow, you really went out there on the limb. Like I said, if you're a celebrity and you want to go out on the limb, you really want to do that, make a statement, say, hey, you know what? Let's give this president a chance. He's my president. I want it to succeed. That right there would have been holy mother of what? But nobody has the cojones to do that. You're not a hero. You're not a martyr. And you're not a victim. You did something and you're being called out to it. And by the way, Megyn Kelly doesn't need you to fight her fights. She do an eye. All right, just putting it out there. But, you know, this wouldn't be controversy without there being some sexism.
Many male artists have created far more disturbing imagery. A Marilyn Manson music video shows him beheading a Trump figure. The band Municipal Waste has an image of Trump with a bloody gunshot to his head on a band t-shirt. They're all just considered bad boys. Unlike these male artists, Kathy has endured the most powerful man in America and his family using their power to target her.
So you got Lisa Bloom there, attorney, Kathy Griffin. They have this big thing today. First of all, I've never heard of municipal waste. Have you? I thought that's, isn't that like something that delivers your, picks up your trash?
I don't know, but I'm going to have to get an album tonight.
Yeah. And by the way, I told Phil before the show, I didn't even know Marilyn Manson was still together. So, had I known that and I saw that, I would have said something. I didn't know they were together. Now I'm going to have to look at the video. By the way, Marilyn Manson's got to be stoked. They're getting run that they didn't think. You went from being, and we expect, here's the other thing too. Sometimes it's, you get away with things because people expect that from you, right? People expect that from you. We expect insanity, craziness, disgust, violence, imagery, and all kinds of stuff with Marilyn Manson, right? We expect that. When we don't expect something like this, gruesomeness of this, that's a different thing. That's if Madonna would have done this, would there be as big of an uproar? Probably. If Marilyn Manson would have done this, put this picture everywhere, would there be an uproar? I think so, but I don't even know there was a video because nobody, again, I didn't even know they existed. And again, Municipal Waste, whatever they're called, I've never heard of in my life. Slow down with the sexism card. You got what you wanted. You got publicity. The problem is it's not going in the way that you thought it was going to go. It's not. And now you're doing all you can to figure out a way to demonize yourself. You're making it about the LGBT community. You're making it about the veterans. You're making it about climate change. You're making it about, you know, women. You're making it about anybody who, for all intents and purposes, you think have been demonized by this president. You're the one standing up. You're the one who is coming to the rescue. You're the one who is showing the strength when nobody else would.
He is hoping for a chilling effect on artists like Kathy and other artists. He has said he wants to sue people who criticize him. Nope. That is authoritarianism, and we will not have it.
Not what he said.
Kathy has made a decision. She is not going to stop speaking out for women, for LGBT rights, for vets, and for others. She will continue to be the fierce, brutally honest she-ro that millions love. She will continue to push the edges of our comfort level and beyond to challenge us and to make us think.
Well, if she's our shero, I'm not quite sure I want that. If she showed up, I'm here to rescue you. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm okay. I think I'm just going to sit inside the burning building. I just think it's hilarious, right? She's here to, that's it. She's the one. She's the one. It's like the Matrix. He's the one, right? She's the one. She's the one that's willing to do this. Thank God for that. I was worried somebody wasn't willing to do this. I was worried. I couldn't sleep last night. First, we got rid of the whole climate change thing. Now this. Now we can sleep better at night, at least partially, because we've got a hero that is coming here to take on the commander-in-chief. And can I just say, he never said he was going after people like that. What he said is, if you lie, if you knowingly lie, if you write an article that you knowingly are lying about, you should be in trouble for that, right? And again, it's knowingly. If you're putting something out there that you know is false and you create that narrative, shouldn't you, right? Shouldn't there be some sort of repercussions? Instead, she's the victim. Man, there's so much more. Wait, we're going to talk and listen to what Kathy had to say, because she, again, is the victim in all this. She is the absolute victim. I don't know. Oh, she's just destroyed. She's the victim. She did nothing but satirical humor that should have offended nobody. She is the victim. We'll hear from her before we do that. CarShield.com, amazing extended coverage from CarShield. Absolutely necessary in your life. If you haven't got it, get it. You'll love it. Have action the way it should be. We all know at some point in time our cars will face issues. For many of us out there, we don't have a ton of money. We can't float the mechanic. Hey, here's $3,000. Fix my transmission. $5,000 for a new engine. Oh, man, I don't want another payment, but I'm going to have to trade this car in. Now with the engine blown, what am I going to get for my payments? Oh, I don't want to do that. With CarShield, you don't have to worry about that. You see, with CarShield, you get 24/7 roadside assistance. You get a rental car while your car's in the shop. And the best part is, should something happen to your car and the engine's messed up, the transmission, a sensor, no matter what it is, they're going to make sure they take care of the mechanic for you, the mechanic you choose. You don't have to float anything. They handle it all. CarShield's administrators, they've paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Benson, or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson. You save yourself 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. We'll hear from Kathy straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
Giving the First Amendment a run for its money. This is the Chad Benson Show.
This is the best of Chad Benson.
Stand up. And I've done it in a war zone, and I've done it at Walter Reed Hospital, and I've done it at Carnegie Hall. Sometimes people want, you know, a joke that's out there and a little crazy. So regarding the image that I participated in, that apology absolutely stands. I feel horrible. I have performed in war zones. The idea that this, you know, made people think of this tragedy, to have been touched by this tragedy, is horrifying and it's horrible. Trust me, if I could redo the whole thing, I would have had a blow-up doll and no ketchup.
Oh, my Lord. She's a shero for sure, right? First of all, it's not a tragedy. It was satire. It was tragedy for your career. We just found out that the last of her tour stops on her comedy tour have canceled, and they actually did so after this performance art today. Every once in a while, I have a little faith in America, right? Just a little bit. A little faith in America that, like, maybe we're not as insane. And then all of a sudden, boom, something else happens, right? This. You think to yourself, she was going to go away, right? She's going to go away. She's going to be quiet. She'll go away for a little while. Then she holds this bizarre, weird press conference today and just comes out saying all kinds of things. And it makes you just scratch your head. And you're like, what are you doing?
You know, I make mistakes. I'm an out there comedian. I'm an in your face comedian. But I just wanted to say, you know, if you don't stand up, you get run over. And what's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally trying to ruin my life forever. You guys know him. He's never going to stop. I know him.
Oh, my God. That right there was, they're ruining my life forever. You know he's never going to stop. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you what. You want to, don't give her any more. If I'm inside the White House right now, I'm like, don't you ever say anything. You tell the kids never to say anything. You don't tweet anything. You just let it be, and she's done. Just let it go. She's done enough damage to herself, and you keeping her in the limelight isn't helping. Now, here's one thing I absolutely agree with. It's disgusting and sick. If you think it's a good idea to send her a tweet or an email or any of these things saying you want to kill her, you're disgusting.
This is America, and you shouldn't have to die for it. The death threats that I'm getting are constant, and they are detailed, and they are serious, and they are specific. And today it's me, and tomorrow it could be you.
I think it's wrong that people send death threats. Did you not think, though? Here's my thing. Are you ignorant? I'm just curious, right? Are you an ignorant person? Because to me, you just came across as stupid. Knowing full well that you think every one of Trump's supporters drag their knuckles chase their cousins around, shoot guns off in the house, have one tooth between the entire family, and are quick to be angry at everything. Did you not think you would evoke some reaction? Did you not think you may get some people pissed off? It's wrong. It's wrong what people are doing, what people are saying, but I'm just curious because I know if I say something insane, I expect some disdain and maybe, I mean, I have people all the time. We talk about immigration on both sides of the aisle who challenge me to fights, for God's sakes. Challenge me to fights, by the way. I got a lot of fights, so my dance card is filling up.
If I don't stand up and say this, I'm afraid there's going to be some 12-year-old nerdy girl like me in Forest Park, Illinois, who's going to maybe be watching me to see what I do. And this bully and this president of all people is going to come after me? He picked the wrong redhead.
You started this, am I right? Right? You started this? You did, and then he shot back with something saying it was disgusting. And his family sent one or two tweets. And you what's coming back. You started it. He didn't come over. He didn't say on Monday, let's bully Kathy Griffin. You started this. Now you're taking up the mantle. Now people, you see, I sit here and I scratch my head and I think to myself, you're doing this all for your own guys. Don't pretend that you're doing it for anybody else.
I am going to make fun of the president. And you know what? I'm going to make fun of him more now. More.
Well, we'll see how that's going. Right? Because it's going gangbusters for you. It's going gangbusters. It really is. The whole thing today was surreal. I'm under the impression now that it is, it's performance art at this point in time. And her attorney was just, wow, she was awful. She was just awful. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, chad@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. A lot of people texting in about this. You can also tweet at us, @ChadBensonShow. Simple and easy, kids. That's what we do here. We aim to infotain while stepping on very few toes, but every once in a while we're clumsy. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
Chad Benson Show.
This is the best of Chad Benson.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We are getting some breaking news on Whole Foods.
Holy cow.
I heard you gasp just now.
Holy cow, this is such a game changer. At Amazon to buy Whole Foods. You know, yesterday was a day for Kroger that was tough. Today will be an even tougher day. This is a game changer. This is it. This is what everybody thought could happen. They will now dominate food within the next 2 years.
Game changer, kids. Game changer. And I said, pay attention to this today. It matters. Amazon, Google, and Apple, they're racing to be the first $1 trillion company. I think Amazon and Google are going to be 1-2. But this is huge. You do realize now they're buying Whole Foods. So soon, everything in your life is going to be Amazon ready. Food, everything. This is massive. And I don't know which company is going to be first. I was talking to producer Anthony before the show. I said, here's my thing. I don't think Apple's going to get there. I think Apple has got a loyal following, but what they do is kind of what they do. Amazon appeals to the world, just like Apple does, but it does so in a much broader base. Huge, massive way. You know, now with this, and they're soon to be into pharmaceuticals, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It is happening sooner than you think. They'll be into pharmaceuticals, meaning you'll be able to get your pharmacy, all of your stuff from there. They'll figure this out, which will drive prices down. Unless, of course, the United States government gets even more involved, then it'll screw the whole thing up. But Google, on the other hand, much different story. Because they're trying technology. They're trying to build technology that's going to change your life, whether it be through trying to extend your life, virtual reality, those kind of things. So that chance for them to get to that trillion-dollar level is coming sooner rather than later as well. So this is amazing, though. So you're now going to have the chance to essentially do everything from your house. All of the modern great things that we have that bring us closer together also give us a chance to never have to see each other ever, ever again.
Stock was halted, I'd say, about 4 or 5 minutes ago. Wow. For news pending. But this is a day we're going to remember for a long time.
Yes, we will. Now, let me just say, this is a reordering, because what Amazon can do is use this as a base. Now, there's not that many stores. They were going to do it. They can do 1,200 stores. It's got about a third of that. But what this says is that Amazon wants to do for food, which they've struggled with, what they did for every other part of retail.
There. What they are doing to every part of retail. And by the way, if you look this week, bankruptcy after bankruptcy after bankruptcy after bankruptcy after bankruptcy after bankruptcy when it comes to retail. For all of the stuff like coal, like we talk about coal, right? Like how big the coal resurgence is, coal miners making a comeback. Do you know that retail has lost so many more jobs? And it's because of Amazon. And Amazon, they're going to change it. And it starts here. But who's next? What's the next big one? Is it Raley's? Is it Bel Air? No. They want big kind of they don't want regional. They want national. So it's Trader Joe's. I don't know who else is out there that goes nation to nation. But they're going to start doing this, or they're going to expand Whole Foods and call it Whole Amazon for all I know. I don't know what they're going to call it. But this is going to be huge. And this changes so much because we live our life this way. And it's not a bad thing. And people freak out. Yesterday, we talked about Netflix, right? We talked about Netflix and how Netflix now has more subscribers than cable television. And I got somebody who said, you know what? I'll always have TV because I need a DVR and it's so much easier. And Netflix doesn't have all the shows. Like, oh, well, yeah, but you can get Hulu and Amazon. You have everything and then some that you're not going to find on TV. Well, it's my DVR. I like to use my DVR. Everything's there. That other stuff's too tough. I'm like, no, it's not. Forwards where we're going, backwards where it was. Cable, just like radio. Let me tell you something. We were the first ones to take the hit a long time ago. I do my show locally here, and I love it. It's the thing that I love, that I'm able to do, you know, and get out and see people that are local, and it's great. And in my national show, what I'm doing now, it's amazing. It's the most incredible thing. But think about this, and producer Phil and I have talked that ad nauseum before. You do a show, and you're on 100 markets. Well, it's 100 jobs that people don't have. Radio felt it. Wouldn't you think, of all the entertainment things, Phil, do you think we felt it first? Radio felt it first?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely agree with that.
Because overnight, and I remember, I think it was like 1990, 91, I was down at KZLA, a country station, huge country station down in Southern California at the time. And I remember when they was first started dealing with some automation stuff, and the engineer put this thing in, and he looked at me and he says, now I can replace 20 people with just this. And he goes, it's changing. And it has. Amazon's done that to the retail world. All these big stores are now are places for you to go try stuff on where you can get it cheaper. That's it. That's all they are. And Bezos is going to be the richest man in the world. And soon, I say within 5 years, he will double what everybody else has. He will double Gates.
Jeff Bezos is worth $85.4 billion. Bill Gates, $88.8 billion. What's a few billion dollars?
How do they even
friends?
Get it that close?
How do they even? And he's closing in on Gates right now. In just this year, his net worth, Bezos's net worth, has gone up $20 billion because of that stock price.
It's insane. It's incredible. But it makes our life easier, makes it cheaper. My son this week, I ordered a bunch of stuff for his birthday. And because I'm picking him up today. We got our weekend planned. We got next week. We got all kinds of fun stuff we're going to be doing. But I wanted to make sure that there was stuff along the way. It was 3 minutes. Because I knew what he wanted. Went on to Amazon within 3 minutes. And the next day, it was at his door. It's incredible. And it's going to take over everything. And this is it. Them getting into this. That is why Walmart, who was once the juggernaut of all, has changed. They bought Jet. They bought all of these other things because they're trying to compete with this because they realize that this is where it's at. And as soon as people, this has been their biggest issue, household goods. Costco has fought them off for a long time. But as soon as the household goods are in play and they figure out a way around that, dare I say that a good portion of these retail places, even places that you think, oh, they're kind of strong, they're going to struggle. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. Where is the health care? GOP, we're asking you that. Because we're hearing all kinds of stuff when it comes to health care and the secrecy around the health care bill from both sides, by the way, is kind of like, whoa, what's going on here? Like, when's this thing coming out? People are waiting for this. People are hoping. People are praying. Hey, you got to do something. You got to fix this. You got to come and fix this thing. Where is it? Why don't you have health care? You promised us you were going to do health care. We're waiting for it. We'll keep waiting. And I think you're going to be able to keep waiting a very, very long time because I don't think we're going to get health care anytime soon. And the secrecy and the infighting, I just don't think we're going to get something that's going to make people happy. The Republicans are not going to be happy. They're not, because it's not going to be what everybody wants. Then you got earlier this week, you had Trump come out, and Trump basically said, look, it's we want it to be nice. This could potentially be mean. We want it to be nice for everybody. And it's falling on them, and they need to understand this, that this is on them. But it's going to fall at the feet of the president. And there's way too much secrecy. Both parties. The Senate has it now. But you're hearing congressional people say, you know what? I ain't heard anything. I don't know what's going on. They're not even letting us see. It's because they're not going to be able to come up with the thing that's going to please even 70 or 80% of us. They realize that they're in a bind and they can't fix it. It's not going to be fixed like that. They realized that this thing is really broken. And the Democrats started breaking it, but it was breaking even before they got involved. They sped it up. Don't get me wrong. They sped it up. And on top of that, they got involved in our lives even more. And now, where are we? Where is healthcare? You know, they're sitting around, and all they're doing right now is just jammering, and talking about, you know, ad nauseum about who's being investigated here and who's being investigated there, who's being investigated here, who's being investigated there. And they're talking about Russia collusion. They're talking about this, and they're relitigating the entire election and the whole nine yards. Yet all the while, we're still sitting around here going, it's expensive. It's ridiculous. It's expensive. It's ridiculous. We're drowning here. We're struggling here. You promised us. Where is everybody? And they're going to use some of this as an excuse, people. They are. The climate wasn't right to get something done. We couldn't come to a decision with all of this cloud of uncertainty hanging around the president. The climate itself wasn't right. It's going to fall at the feet. And Democrats, you're as guilty as the Republicans on this because you knew it was dying and you did nothing to help. And all you wanted to do was fight his signature legislative achievement for Obama. And all you want to do is fight for it. All the while people are dying as far as their finances are going and struggling. And here we are now. And the Republicans got no answer. And that's sad. That should piss you off. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423. Still seeing what the deal is with Cosby. Cosby! Man, lots of stuff. It is a busy Friday. Normally, Fridays are quiet, but busy, busy today. It's the Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
Chad Benson loves lemonade. No wonder his show is two parts tart to one part sweet. Time for a refill. Cheers.
$2,000 a share for Amazon?
Now that's what people are talking about. When you hit a milestone like $1,000, you're going to hear talk like that, George. But right now, the big question is who gets to $1 trillion first? Apple right now is in the lead. They are about $200 billion away as a company from that $1 trillion mark. But now Amazon, Google, Alphabet, they're catching up. There's a lot of conversation about this three-horse race getting to $1 trillion first.
Wow. They're huge. They're the biggest company on earth. I don't think people realize that. And yes, this is Texter writes in, I don't know anyone that uses Amazon. How is this big? Amazon's too expensive. It's nowhere near as, it's the cheapest thing out there. If you want to find something cheap, you can. Walmart, yeah, is it inexpensive? Yeah, it is. That's why Walmart can still compete. He goes, it takes too long to deliver. Radio hosts love it, but regular people don't use it. Regular people use it. And just to give you an idea of how big Amazon is, for those of you who don't understand, right, who think brick and mortar stores are cheaper, which is not even close, Amazon is worth more than the eight biggest retailers combined. Soak that up for a second. They're worth more than Best Buy, Macy's, Target, JCPenney, Nordstrom's, Walmart, Kohl's, and Sears combined. And you could throw Costco in there. So feel about that for a second. And I use it all the time. Just a regular dude. My mother uses it. My mother, who can't even operate the ATM machine, uses it. Because she says it's cheaper. It's great. And a perfect example is I got my son his birthday a couple days ago. I got him his little, he wanted this Fitbit because it does chores. There's all kinds of homework. It's going really cool. So I got him this Fitbit. I looked at Best Buy and Target. It was $99. It was $69 on Amazon. Had it there the next day. There you go. There you go. If you need something today, boom. If you need something this second, yeah, of course, you're going to go. But Amazon's changing all that. And wait till they get the 3D printing sorted out, which I think they'll do in the next 3 to 5 years. And with Whole Foods and an expansion of that, it's on. It's on. And now what you're going to see is what's Walmart going to buy next to compete? What's Walmart going to grab next to compete in this marketplace? Because while they bought Jet.com, what are they going to buy that Walmart may want to buy? I mean, that Amazon may want to buy. Because now you're hoping to buy something to keep it out of the hands of the other team. So if you're a smaller man, if you're a smaller company, this is the perfect time to be selling. Because they're going to be buying. 844-DIG-CHAD. You can text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. It is just, I know everybody that uses it. Everybody. I don't know. Again, if my mother uses it, you know. Because God bless my mom. I love her. But the ATM still scares her. You know? Like, I have never in my life received a text message from my mom. But she uses Amazon. And now she's addicted to it. Because it's so easy. Get through the fear. Come to the world of technology. Get through the fear. Get through the fear. Come to technology. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. You can follow us at Chad Benson Show. We got a Twitter poll up. It's also on Facebook. Chad Benson Show, simple and easy, talking about the conviction today of involuntary manslaughter by Michelle Carter, the text messaging. It's a, this is going to open up a can of worms, and I don't know where it's going to go with this. I don't. But it's definitely going to be something very interesting to see how this takes, place over the next umpteen, you know, months and years as people start to look into social media. And this is the danger side of kids texting and some of the stuff they do. And we would have been the same way. That's the thing. Is people say we would have been the same way if we had all of the stuff, right? We know you would have been the same way. Absolutely. But we didn't. We didn't have Snapchat. We didn't have any of the stuff that the kids have. We didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Instagram. So we didn't do the things that the kids do now. We may have put it in writing, passed a note. We may have said it on the phone or to somebody's face, but now it's out there. And that's why kids got to be careful in what they're doing. Make sure that, you know, you remind your kids, hey, with this, you know, this great tool, there is responsibility and you've got to use it wisely. You take our poll with Michelle Carter's conviction. Should someone be held responsible for the suicide of someone if they encourage it? 52% so far say yes. 14% says no, it's their choice. 34% says depends on the situation. You can take that poll. Solid fun week. Fathers, it's your day this weekend. Enjoy it. Too much of the time men get maligned in society, and some of it is our fault, but a lot of it has been, hey, you know what? Women can do anything. Well, you know what? Fathers, we play a huge vital role, just as important when it comes to women in the raising of kids. And don't you forget that. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the best of Chad Benson.
This is the Chad Benson Show.